Welcome to Joycast, and I am your host, Joy in the Morning. And first of all, I have to start by saying happy spring. Today is the first day of spring. It's my favorite season, and I told him I wait for it all year long. And so it's here today. And so welcome if you're tuning in. And I'd like to introduce to you, he's my partner in crime.
Thank you. Kovan Waller, the face behind the camera.
Yes.
But yeah, in front of the camera.
In front of the camera. So. And we're excited because we're trying this out. It's new for him. It's new for me. But it's something that we really, really have a passion to do. And over the weekend, I was thinking about what I want to do with Joycast. And I want to give ordinary people like myself, like him, a voice. People who have gone through something traumatic, something sometimes devastating that changed their life. And some folks who just have an astounding testimony. That's what it's all about, is our testimony. And so, again, if you're joining in today, I hope you get something from it. And bear with us. We will just be, we're just getting the hang of things.
Yes.
And so, thank you for coming on with me today. And I really
appreciate didn't
you.
Expect it at all. I was like, a little bit low key. I was like, I'm actually going to ask you to sit next to her on this thing.
So, well, I love having you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And I wanted to share, I kind of let him know what I was going to be talking about today. And it was last year. I have to take you all the way back to last year in May, about the middle of May. I was coming out of a really horrible time. I was going through a divorce. And I kind of had lost myself, kind of didn't know where I was. I was no longer a wife. I was no longer a mom. You know, I have 10 kids, but my children are all grown up and have kids of their own. And so I was out in the neighborhood and I was walking. It was a beautiful summer day. And I just asked the Lord, I said, Lord, who am I? I'm not a wife. I'm not a mom. I'm not raising little kids. And I said, Lord, brand me. Tell me who I am, because I didn't want to brand myself. And like you said, that could be dangerous. And so I wanted to just be in line and be where the Lord wanted me to be. And so kind of just prayed that day and asked him, and I kind of left it alone. And the following Monday, I was in my backyard and I was pruning the vines and cutting flowers and planting flowers. And I heard this voice that said to me, you're no smoke. And I stopped and I looked up and I said, no smoke, Lord. And he said, you're no smoke. Daniel 3:19. And so I dropped my clippers. I ran through the house, ran upstairs, got my Bible and went there. And it was talking about how when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were thrown in the fire. Mm-hmm. And you probably know the story. If you don't know the story, you could go and find it. It's really, it's an amazing story.
It is.
But it was talking about how they were thrown in the fire and they even raised the temperature higher than just normal. And when they left the fire, when they got out of the fire, they didn't smell like smoke. They weren't singed. They weren't burned. You couldn't tell that they had been in the furnace in fire. Mm-mm. And so once I heard that and I went to the Word, I was like, wow, Lord. And he says, what you've been through, you don't look like what you've been through.
And that's the no smoke.
That was the no smoke.
When I was laughing a little bit when you said that, because when the first time you were on the phone, you were like, yeah, no smoke. I'm like, no smoke. So usually no smoke, be like, you don't want this problem. Like, you don't want no smoke. So I was like, you don't want, oh my God, nobody wants, they don't want to smoke with Joy. So that's, that was why I was laughing a little bit when you said that, but it's good. It's,
yes.
It
makes sense. And I said, you know, Lord, I couldn't come up with that. That was totally the Lord. And from that point, I was just so excited. I called my friend. He does t-shirts right here in our city. Called him and I shared it with him. And I said, we have to do something with this, because there's so many people out there who have gone through things, who have stories and amazing testimonies that I want to give them a voice.
And I feel even like for me, there's like only recently though, like there's so much that I feel like sharing, like, and I need, I just don't know how to do it. I'm like, there's not enough time, but like now you've done this. So, but I've always kept stuff to myself. I don't know. But when you hear somebody's story about something, like even people that aren't like believers, when they hear somebody's story, you know, like if you tell somebody what you've been through that wasn't a Christian, like they'll still look at it and be like, wow, like this girl could get through anything. Like if she could deal with that, she can get through anything. So it's kind of like when you change your perspective, well, God brought you through that and he can bring you through anything.
So and we don't look like what we've been
at
through.
At all.
Was like, it's just when you stop to think about that, you know, what we've gone through, we should be a hot mess, broke down.
And the fact that your name is Joy is pretty powerful. Joy.
Thank you. That's
good. That's a powerful name.
Thank you. Try to say it without smiling.
See, you can't
do it. That's what I love about
it. Yeah, exactly. Joy.
Yes. And so that's what this podcast is about. Mm-hmm. There's going to be times where we're going to just, you know, we'll probably tear up some, maybe even cry, because people are going through real things.
Yeah.
And we get to give you a voice. And I'm excited. And I've said this before on our audio, that if you have a story that you've never been able to tell and you're ready to share it with the world, contact me, because I would love to have you sitting right here. I have a few people who are going to come on, but we would love to hear what you've gone through. And how and what's brought you through, and to find the joy in that. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. So I actually want to ask you something. So right now doing this with the video, how do you feel right now?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous.
I was too.
But we prayed and I said, Lord, I said, it's all about you. Less of us and more you.
I told you right before I hit record, he said, you don't get it by now. Yeah. You don't get it right now. Like, it doesn't matter what we look like, because it's not about
right.
So this is good. It's going good.
It's
going so we got a lot to share, and we're just scratching the surface.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're no smoke. What I want to hear, and I'm sure people watching want to hear what, because you probably people who know you know like your main story and your main like the main thing about you. But what's something like even just something small that you have went through, but you don't look like it.
Good question.
Even this week.
Well, I had a trial that was unexpected.
Oh, okay.
And something that we thought was behind us, you know, worked through. You know, work through it, and then lo and behold, we were called again to trial. You know, we were going to have to get on the stand, and that threw me for a loop. Okay. That threw me off, because
you were going to have to testify.
I was going to have to testify, and you know, when they called me and said, you know, you're going to have to testify, you'll be on trial again. It took me all the way back to way back then, like 8 years ago.
Like it was like fresh.
Yes. And even though it's not, and you move on, it takes you there, you know, all the constant reminders. And I had to really work through that.
And this was sudden.
All of a sudden. And so I was like, dang, Lord, a couple of days, it took a lot out of me. Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't do a podcast last week. And that's kind of what I was dealing with.
That was actually a really tough week for both of us.
It was a really
that
tough
was
week.
Crazy, but
yeah, and I got through.
Yeah,
I made it through.
Yeah,
so I'm super excited. I'm positive, and I'm ready to just move forward again. And I know you've gone through something.
Yeah, just not even just like within the last 2 weeks, but just over the last like few years.
Right.
I know, like whenever I'm at church and like we're going through pray, like, you know, praise and worship and stuff. And like, I'm listening, like really focusing on some of the songs. I like can't help but just think about like the timeline, like kind of like a quick like life flash, you know? And so recently, cause I like, you know, I just moved across the street from you.
Yes, we're neighbors.
We are neighbors now. And I still come home and I'm like, dang, like I can't believe I'm here. Like, that's crazy. Like, what? So I don't, before, and people who don't know me, like, they don't know what I've been through to get to where I'm at now. People think that I look like, it's not what it looks like. It is what it looks like, because in the other sense, like, I pray about things all the time. It's nothing but God. Like, there's absolutely no way that I should be living where I live and doing the things I do every day. I actually got, and I think about this all the time. I used to get really sad about it. Like, right. When I'd be like, dang, like, that's like, especially when I was going to do it. I was like, this is really not fair. So I've been evicted 2 times at no fault of my own.
Right.
Had nothing to do with me not having money or like me not taking care of like the place. Oh, somebody's at your door.
Oh my gosh.
This is an unexpected surprise.
I don't know.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Distractions, but that's okay.
It's okay. Like, flip them.
Exactly. Oh, and many surprises, too.
Yes.
So what I was saying, so I was evicted twice, like mm-hmm. I said, at no fault of my own.
Right.
This happened when I was in college. So I had no job. I had no money. I had a baby.
Wow.
I am still a single parent. I had a lot of help outside of home, obviously.
Right.
But like the first time, I was running from the property management company that I am associated with now. Uh-huh. And I had lived there for like 1.5 years. And I always pay my rent on time. Like always, I'm cool. I'm never home. But the only problem is I lived upstairs. And the people that were below me, it was a condominium. So they owned theirs. They had just not liked having people living above them, basically. So they did everything they could to get rid of us. Wow. It definitely had something to do with the color of my skin as well. Like, because there's no, like, you can't, it was crazy. They didn't want a neighbor, they didn't want a black neighbor. I mean, I could really go on. So, long story short, the same thing kind of happened to me that happened to you. They were believing the neighbors instead of the actual tenants. Yes. Yeah, so I was like, that's kind of crazy. Moving forward, we ended up going to court. They tried to sue the person who owned the home for like $10,000 for pain and suffering. It was a mess. It was some move. Like
wow.
So we ended up having to leave because the family had to sell their home because it was just causing them too much problems. And my rent was their daughter's college tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how they were able to send their daughter to college, was through by me paying my rent on time. So you uprooted my life. These people uprooted a whole nother family, and they're just living like, so then I had to find a place really quickly. So I found a place, and it was out here in Vallejo, from someone that we both know as a mutual person, and that turned out to be a disaster.
Been there, done that.
Oh my God. And when I think about it, I'm happy. Like, I made it through. But when I was going through it, I mean, the next door neighbors on both sides were just telling lies about me. And I'm just like, there's no way that this is happening again. So I'm starting to think to myself, am I actually the problem? And so then I get served a 30-day notice like the next week. Have no idea why. And I'm like sitting here trying. I'm not getting any responses from this person. 30 days are coming up. So I finally have to move. I have nowhere to go. I have all this stuff. Nowhere to go. At the last minute, I ended up being able to move in with a friend, her mom. Mind you, I have a son. I got a couch. I got a bed. I have a home full of things with nowhere to go. So I got a storage unit. I had to put most of my stuff in there. I had to sell a lot of stuff. Dang, that is crazy. Like, when I talk, I haven't really actually told this story. If this was like 1 year ago, I'd probably be crying right now telling the story. But I'm happy that that happened, because I can really get into like the fine details of everything, but that doesn't really matter. But what I realize is I had to go through it, because what I have now, I would not have been prepared for it. And I don't know if you were at church on Sunday when Pastor Omar was talking about we go through seasons and through trials to prepare us for what's to come. Otherwise, we would not be able to handle it. And looking back in my, from this lens and today, like as me today, there's no way I would be able to handle it or or I would squander it, I should say. Because I look at it like I'm different than, because this was almost 2 years ago now. I'm different now than I was. So I don't look at things the same. And what I mean by that is, I was blessed with this place, but for a reason. There's a reason that I'm here, and I haven't figured it out yet. But my dad said to me the other day, I was talking on the phone when I got my car. He was like, now that you're getting all these things, he's like, I want you to remember that a fruit tree doesn't eat its own fruit. He's like, the fruit tree that produces the fruit is not for the tree itself. Ooh. It's for
right
the others to pick from and right. eat from. And I was like, oh wow. Man. So that was, yeah.
Wow.
So I said that to say, I went through things, right? You would have, and even during the time, you wouldn't have known that I was pretty much homeless. Yeah. I had nowhere
Never.
To go. Sleeping on somebody's Never. Couch. Yeah. Like, not really, because I had my mattress on the floor. I didn't have a bed frame, but I had a place to sleep. And you would never know.
Never.
And I used to sit there and be so mad about it. I used to just be so upset, like, this is not fair. Why me? But I'm like, thank you. Because now I've always appreciated everything. Not that I wasn't appreciative of the things that I had before. But I mean, I really appreciate it. Like, I really take everything into account. And who knows, maybe there was something that I did a few years before that led me to have to face that, because, right. which I can probably think of some things that I don't really want to talk right. about, that it was really my fault that I lost what I did. And I remember the first place that I got kicked out of, I loved it so much. There was like this giant window, like the one here. It was actually bigger than that. It was like the one over there. It was huge. And the sun, every time I said it, would come right in. And it was just beautiful. I'm like, I could see the water over the thing. And it was just perfect to me. So then when I had to leave, I was really depressed. But then I heard like a quote. It was like, basically the things that we find like beautiful is almost like a distorted view of what is really there. Like that's kind of like how I view, like it was somebody kind of talking about like what heaven looks like. Like think of like your favorite place, your favorite spot, like that you just watch the sunset over the water. And that is just the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen. But that's a distorted view of what's to come. And I thought about that. And somebody said that to me. And I'm like, that's crazy at the time. But now that I think about it, that is so true. Because what I have now, I'm telling you, I thought the sunset was something there. You should come to my house when the sun coming down. Because my God. So I couldn't ask for anything better. And I thank God, because I don't look like what I've been through. And I'm glad that I don't look like what I've been through. So I can go and I can talk to other people about it too. Because they're the main thing, change your perspective.
Everything.
It is. Perspective really is everything. And I feel like I'm going on and on and on. But
I love that you shared that, because it just, you know, a lot of people will be able to identify that we don't. We all go through things and we really don't look like what we've gone through. And even I have to share my home right now. This is the first time I've been a homeowner.
It's cool. And
every time I drive up to my home, I stop and look at it. And I can't believe that the deed has my name on it. I don't even work. I say that I'm retired. When people say, what are you retired from? I say, raising kids, because I have 10 kids as a stay-at-home mom and wife.
Yeah.
And it just blows me away that everything that I went to, it's terrible how everything happened. But the outcome was this home. And it's been such a blessing for me and my kids and grandkids for us to gather and to bring, open it up and have friends here and do ministry work in it.
And that's what it's for.
Yes. And we don't understand.
And we're here doing this.
Yeah. And it's not that we're going to understand why things happen, why we had to go through that. But I love it. I was reading in James 1 today about how we have to go through things, and it makes us stronger for what's to come, like he shared with us. And so, again, if you haven't gone through something, catastrophic or major that will just change the course of your life.
And it doesn't have to be so dramatic. It could be anything, because everybody has different breaking points.
Yes.
Like, seriously. Yes. So.
And to know that, you know, your story matters, your testimony matters, because it's not just for you. It's for somebody else who was going through the very same thing. And I'm so happy that you just shared that with us, because I know what you've gone through. The last week and 2 weeks, I know that.
Yeah.
And it changed things up, catches you off guard.
And it did, but I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
I was so thankful.
Yes,
I mean,
you should be.
My God. My favorite line is, he's the fourth man in the fire.
Oh, yes. Like, that's it.
That's it.
And I've held on to that since May of last year.
Yeah.
When he gave me the word. And I was just so blessed, because I never looked at myself like that. But he said, that's who you are, Joy.
Yeah.
You have gone through it, and you don't look like what you've gone through. And for him to say that to me, I was like, wow, Lord.
See, and I think the best part is, now that you and I both realize that, now we can take that, and we can go and bring that to somebody else's life.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm starting to, even just in the last couple weeks, that's what I'm here for.
Purpose.
That's it.
Purpose.
And I think that's it. Because it took me a while to realize, like, none of this is for me.
Right.
It's not for me.
And God's not just being mean.
No.
He's not just punishing us.
Because the end goal is, he wants the glory.
Yes.
It's all glorious. And I mean, I have no shame in that at all. Yeah. Glory be to God.
Yes, glory be to God. And this podcast, I was noticing there's so many podcasts out there all talking about, you know, different things. Mm-hmm. But that's what made me stop and think about, what is it that Joycast is about?
Yeah.
That's what it is giving ordinary people.
Yeah.
Ordinary people like myself, like you, just a voice to come out and share your story with the world.
Yeah,
and I have something to share with you.
To spread the joy.
Yes, and to spread the joy. And we'll get to that. But this is something that we had made, and it's a no smoke t-shirt. And right under it, it says Daniel 3:19.
That's nice.
And for every guest that comes on the show or on the podcast, I will have a t-shirt for them. And I think it's such an important message.
Yeah. And then it will make somebody ask you about it.
Yes. Yeah.
So, no smoke. What's that mean? Just come in real quick. Sit down.
And in the back, it's really cool. It says no smoke. I don't know if you can see it. NoSmoke319.com. And it says, I don't look like what I've been through.
Mm.
And the no smoke part is my own writing.
And
so I'm excited about it. If you want a t-shirt, let me know. But every guest will get one. Here's yours.
Thank you.
Wear it proudly.
I will.
Look like what you've been through.
And that's
because of the Lord.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so my next week's guest, I'm really excited. When you see him, you may recognize him. He's got a powerful testimony as well. And he couldn't be with us today, but he'll be with us next week.
Yeah.
And so, is there anything else that you... back up.
What?
What's the joyful part of what you just went through the last week or two?
The joyful part is... let me see. There's quite a few. Like what we didn't talk about? Like what you and I know about? Or just about what I talked about?
Just what you talked about.
Okay. So the joyful part is me knowing that, even though at the time I was going through those changes with my home, I didn't know it, but it was working for my good. Mm. And I get joy in knowing that the next time, the next season, that whatever it is that I'm going through, or whoever is watching and listening is going through, it's for your good.
Yes.
It sounds crazy, because if you're in a storm, you don't want to hear nobody tell, this is supposed to happen. This is for your good.
You
don't want to hear that mess. Mm-hmm. But it's true. And I think, like, I find joy in knowing that it in the past 2 years, every single thing, and I wouldn't change a thing about it. I wouldn't change a single thing about it, is knowing that it was for my good. So that way, I can give glory to God, because that is my goal.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's the joyful part.
Thank you for sharing that. And the joyful part for me is, again, knowing that things will happen, storms will come, you might get knocked down, but he is the way, and he gets us up, and he gets us back on our feet, gets us going.
Yeah.
And I know for me, I could say this for me, I can get through anything.
Because you can get
through anything.
Because you have, and my dad always says, and you always will. That's his favorite word. You'll be all right, because you always are.
Yes. Yeah. And so I thank God for, thank God for that. And I thank God for today and our, and our first visual.
Yes. And let me pull it up on here real fast. The, send your questions and your emails and your comments, anything that you want to ask Joy, to joyinthemorning31@gmail.com.
Yes.
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent job. Yes.
Okay. So again, thank you for tuning in. If you're tuning in, we appreciate it. And you'll see more. You'll see more of me and you'll see more of him. And we just want to say that we love you and hang in there, and you are going to get through it, because you do not look like what you've been through.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Take care.
Peace.